I need no mansion here below. When burdens come so hard to bear that no earthly friend can share, he'll drive away the tears that leave my heart in pain. Then my Lord from heaven above speaks to me in tones of love, wipes away the tears and makes me smile again. Oh, the thought to me is sweet that my loved ones I shall meet.
Change keys.
I don't know what. At the ending of my journey here below, seems I hear their voices blend in a world without an end. I won't worry when my time shall come to go. When Jesus comes to claim his own, I will move to my new home. I'll walk and talk with him upon the streets of gold. A mansion there is waiting me. Soon its beauty I will see, in a city where we never shall grow old. I need no mansion here below, for Jesus said that I could go to a home beyond the clouds, not made with hands. Won't you come and go along? We will sing the sweetest song ever played upon the harp in glory land. Amen.
I don't know what's my glasses or this light. And I could just lay it on back here and see how it does. If you don't mind. I don't know. Which
we can
one
start
is
them on if you want to. If you're a little warm, you can stand on too.
Probably give me a little more shatter. And I'm probably saying she's good. It's one thing about it though, if I can get back there, I'll cut it off. Okay? Y'all want to sing your little chorus first? Some of you probably didn't even smile this morning, have you? Hmm? Well, I'll tell you. I'm going to take up for her a little bit. Okay? Because a lot of times we have things on our mind and we let it bother us sometimes more than we ought to. And we don't smile. We let Jesus take it over, okay? And I know that's hard to do, okay? I forget.
Smile, hello, and give your face a lift. Lift your hands to the one who loves you best. Turn and shake your neighbor's hand and give the world a smile. Let me try it again. Smile a while and give your face a lift. Lift your hands to the one who loves you best. Turn and shake your neighbor's hand
and give. Well, I want you to please turn to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11 this morning. I'm going to read a few verses of scripture. But before we do, after you found it, just let me know. And then I want to read something else to you that I believe that will help you this morning. Okay? If you'll think about what this is. And you may have already heard it, but it won't hurt you to hear it again, okay? Because it's something worth listening to. Anything not worth listening to, now you can, don't have to, you know, you don't have to listen to it, son. But this is worth listening to. You found your Bible verses, okay, Mark chapter 11. All right, I'm going to read this. It doesn't have anything much to do with this, but it does have something to do with it, okay? I was walking down life's highway a long time ago. One day I saw a sign that read, Heaven's Grocery Store. As I got a little closer, the door came open. It came open wide, and when I came to myself, I was standing inside. I saw a host of angels who were standing everywhere. One handed me a basket and said, Child, shop with care. Everything a Christian needed was in that grocery store, and all you couldn't carry, you could come back for more. First, I got some patience. Love was in the same row. Further down was understanding. You need that everywhere you go. I got a box or two of wisdom, a bag or two of faith, and I just couldn't miss the Holy Ghost, for it was all over the place. I stopped to get some strength and courage to help me run this race. By then, my basket was full, but I remembered I needed some grace. I didn't forget salvation, for salvation was always free, so I tried to get enough of that to save both you and me. Then I started to the counter to pay my grocery bill, for I thought I had everything to do my master's will. As I went up the aisle, I saw prayer. I just had to put that in, for I knew when I stepped outside, I would run right into sin. Peace and joy were plentiful. They were there on the last shelf. Songs and praises were hanging near, so I just helped myself. Then I said to the angel, Now how much do I owe? He just smiled and said, Take them everywhere you go. And again I smiled and said, Really, how much do I owe? He smiled and said, My child, Jesus paid your bill a long time ago. Amen. That's enough to make a Baptist shout, isn't it? Amen. All right. Now, in Mark chapter 11, I want to talk to you something today about something that was in that poem there, and it's faith. Faith. There's several kinds of faith. There's little faith, where Jesus said, O ye of little faith. Remember that verse of Scripture? All right, then he goes to tell you that, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And faith has a whole lot to do with our Christian life. You can say what you want to, you can say, feel how you want to, but your faith keeps you going every day. I believe that. Because, you know, if we didn't have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, where would we be today? The Bible tells us faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And it also tells us in the Scriptures that we're saved by grace through faith. Thank God for His grace, but thank God for the faith, too, that He allows us to have in Him. You know, we've never seen Jesus Christ through an eye of faith, have we? Absolutely not. We have not. But thank God one day we're going to see Him face to face. I know we're going to have to stand before Him in judgment of the works that we've done in our body, whether they be good or whether they be bad. I realize that. But you know, it's going to be wonderful to be able to see Jesus face to face, the one that loved us and cared for us enough that He would die on Calvary's cross for your sin and mine. Thank God for that. Now let's read the Scripture. Let's start with verse 20. Talking about the lesson of the fig tree here, and we're going to read down probably around maybe 25 or 26. Well, I think I'll stop at verse 26. And it says, And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, said unto him, Master, Behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Those four words right there I want to use for my text this morning. Have faith in God. Let's go on and read a few more verses. It says, for verily I say to you, that whosoever shall say unto you this mountain, unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, shall have whatsoever he said. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you ought against any, that your brother also which is in heaven may forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive you your trespasses. Father, we come to you today in the name of Jesus, the sweetest name that we know this side of eternity. Father, we're so thankful, Lord, that we have time set aside to, Lord, you be in God's house, to worship you in spirit and truth, Lord. Thank you today for the privilege of being here. Thank you, Lord, for the service today, Lord. We ask that you just preach through us today. And, Lord, we are your servant. And we ask that you preach through us, Lord. We can't preach without you. And, Lord, I pray that you would help us today to stand true to you. Lord, help us to preach what you want us to preach. In Jesus' name we pray. And we ask, Lord, that you would just touch those that are sick today, those that have had surgery, those that hurt themselves. We pray, Lord, each one of them, and answer them according to your will and riches in glory. Touch them, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Excuse me. We are to have faith today, are we not? Surely. In verse 22, it says, Jesus answered unto them, have faith in God. Now, there are four kinds of faith that I want us to look at today. As we looked at the hands last week, we want to look at the faith today. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, as I said a few minutes ago. And it also is what? Faith sums being hopeful and evidence of not sin, right? So if that's the case, we have to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he says in Romans chapter 5, and I'm going to be, as I said last Sunday with that message about the hands, I'm gonna have scriptures to match the things that I say today. Because, you know, we say things sometimes, and maybe it was something we might have heard before, and sometimes I do that. And sometimes it may not be exactly right. So let's have the scripture that we can back it up this morning, okay? Now, before I tell you this, I just want to say to you, by way of the message today, in faith, we see Jonah as a good example of faith. God told him, he said, build an ark because the rain's coming. Well, see, Jonah, if he hadn't had faith, he wouldn't have went about doing that, would he? He might have, yes, because God told him to. But not only did God tell him to, and he believed that, but he had faith. Faith is just simply believing what God said. And Jonah believed what God told him to do, so he did. And look what happened. It was a substance of things. That rain came, floods came, after he had built the ark and his family got in. That's all got in, his family. And he closed the door. Oh, Jesus closed the door. Well, God closed the door. And here they were in this flood, but they wouldn't, you know, it didn't hurt them at all because, you know, they were in his arm. They were in his safety. Amen. That ark word simply means safety. It was safety for the Lord, for Jonah and his family. And when they come out on dry land, praise the Lord for that. Amen. All right. See, that is the evidence of faith right there. And I can say some others But I'll just leave it right there for that, for the sake of time. Because I probably will let you out a little early this morning because the message that I have is not that long. But anyway, it's worth preaching because every one of us need more faith. Amen. I know I need more faith, and I believe you need more faith too. Amen. If we have more faith, what did God say? If we believe it, it said you could say to this mountain, be thou removed, and it would be there cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. And then a lot of times, we don't have enough faith to believe that he will give it to us. It's hard to believe that you can say to the mountain, be ye removed, and it'll be removed. But if you don't believe what God says, then you don't believe that mountain's going to be moved. I didn't say it'd be removed right then, but it's going to be removed. We should pray a lot of times, and then when we pray, we believe he ought to do it right now. When we ought to believe that God is going to do it in his time. Amen? And if he does it in his time, then it's going to be right anyway. So we need to pray God's will be done. Amen? In a whole lot of cases, we don't. But here's that pardoning faith in Romans chapter 5, verse 1. There's a scripture for it right here. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Don't you want peace with God today? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. And if you're saved, then you can have that peace of God. Most of us have that little faith and believe that God is a little God. I'm here to tell you, God is not a little God. He's here. He's in other churches. He's in homes today. He's everywhere. Amen. So we need to believe that we've got a great big God. We have. Amen. He's able to do all things. There's nothing impossible with God. So just remember that. There's nothing impossible with God. Of course, I know, you know, we've got to have a little bit of common sense to go along sometimes. You believe that if you want to, I do. We all need a little more common sense. But if we really believe and trust God, forget about our common sense and just depend on him for whatever you need, I believe he'll supply your very need. He said he would. He's our needs supplier, isn't he? All right? So you see, some people fail to receive God's forgiveness because they feel that they're too sinful. I feel like sometimes I'm sinful more than I should be. And I believe you do too. You have to believe it because we're living in a sinful nature. Surely, people are saying today, surely God will not forgive me. I beg your pardon. God will forgive you if you'll just trust him and believe that he will save you by grace, God's grace, through faith. Amen. And see, God desires that everybody be saved. Over there in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, he says that, didn't he? He says, it's not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It didn't say part of us, did it? He said all of us should come to repentance. And we need it. He's able and willing to forgive the vilest sinner. Those from the guttermost, he'll put them on the uttermost. Amen. I believe it. Don't you? I'm just crazy enough to believe that God can save anybody that'll come unto him. The Bible says, if you come unto him, he will no wise cast you out. What are you going to do with that scripture? He will no wise cast you out. He's going to take you in, isn't he? So just depend on the Lord and believe him and what he can do. Isaiah 1:18. All right? Now, Also, there's repentance and faith, bringing God's pardon and peace. That's pardoning faith that I'm talking to you about right now, pardoning faith. Surely, God will pardon. And it's all through grace and faith. Not a worse lest any man should boast. It's the gift of God. And the gift of God is who? Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, God's only begotten Son is Him. Repentance and faith brings that God's pardon and peace. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, if you want to write those verses down, and I know you've read them before, but you know we're going to, if you want to write them down and look at them, I think if you look at them, sometimes it helps you as to what is said from God's Word. It helps you believe a little more. Maybe when, you know, I say something to you about something then and you say, well, you know, I don't quite believe the way you do. That's okay. Just believe God's way. Whether you believe the way I believe or not. I try to believe God's way all the time. And I think you do too. But it takes God's grace and His faith and His pardon and His peace. But not only that, number two is this, purifying faith. There's a, what, pardoning faith, purifying faith. And all of this comes through the Lord, so you remember that. Purifying their hearts by faith. In Acts chapter 15, verse 9. That's what it says, purifying their hearts by faith. And a lot of Christians fail to completely surrender their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ. They hold some part, a portion of, in a reserve for selfish pursuits. In other words, they want, there's a lot of selfish people in this world, is it not? But I know that even being selfish, you still, God can take care of that selfishness part of you too. Don't be too selfish to depend on the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we commit ourselves totally to Christ, giving Him first place in our life, the Holy Spirit purifies our life for faith, or by faith, and for faith, and to faith. Amen? Purifying faith, in other words. Purifying faith brings powerful service, enabling a Christian to share Christ with others. Just turn with me, if you will. I'm going to turn this scripture to that verse of scripture, okay? So you turn it to Acts chapter 1, verse 1, if you will. Take time to do it, please. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. What does this say? But ye shall receive power. When? Then after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and into the uttermost parts of the earth. Now, when does the Holy Ghost come upon you? When He comes into your heart and saves you, right? There's many feelings of the Holy Ghost. But He's there. Amen. He lives with us in there now. And when He has spoken those things, verse 9, while they beheld Him, He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. And they, while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as it went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, and which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand you gazing into the heavens? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you see Him go into heaven. You know, I can understand why and they were standing there gazing into heaven. Can you imagine him being there and then he wasn't? All right, now, I want to say something else here that might help you. You know this scripture as well as I do, probably. Well, here's a scripture in Matthew 6:33. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. What is that saying to us? Put Christ first. He don't want to be second. He don't want to be third. He don't want to be last in our life. He wants to be first place in our life. And that's where he ought to be. Why? Because he give us first place in his life. Did he know? Amen. All right. Thank you. Purifying faith in Acts 15 verse 9. All right now. That's that pardoning faith. And there's that purifying faith. But now let's go on a little bit further and look at the penetrating faith. Okay? Penetrating faith. We find here in Matthew also, Matthew chapter 15, verse 28. O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And here's where he's talking about here. What I was saying to you a while ago in the scriptures in Mark. There is no mountain too steep. There is no valley too deep for faith to handle. Let's let that sink in a little bit. Let me say it again. There is no mountain too steep, nor no valley too deep for the Lord Jesus Christ and his faith, or our faith in him at least. Okay? Faith lifts burdens. Has you got a burden this morning? By faith, he'll lift it. By your faith, and he'll lift it. Really not? Come on. Nod your head if I'm saying it right. Or say amen one. Would you do that? You can nod your head. If you can't, you better go to the doctor because it's going to hurt you if you don't. Mm-hmm. Ain't that right, hon? That ear don't feel good. Okay? All right. Now, let's go on. Faith lifts burdens. It lightens bereavements. I know all of us have lost loved ones. We love them dearly. Have we not? And if it had been to us, we'd have probably kept them a little bit longer. Even some of them being real sick, we'd have still wanted to keep them. Do you know that's selfish pursuits if there's Christians? I was talking about that selfish pursuit a while ago. That's selfish if you want them to stay on. And I know, living in this old sinful nature, we're going to do things, we're going to say things, we're going to feel things that's not maybe not right for the other person. Because when a person is saved, God heals him even faster than he would before and calls him home. I've known people to be sick and they get up over that bit of affliction and they're healed. Not by any man here. Now, God might use some. I'm not saying he don't. But I'm saying that God does the healing. Amen? God does the healing. And when he heals, he may take them home to be with him. He might need another rose with the master's bouquet. You ever heard that? And I know a whole lot of people like that. Praise the Lord. I've had some good friends that went on to be with the Lord. And I know this one right here. I'm talking about preachers now, okay? This one right here was a different denomination for me. There were some things that I went along with him, some I didn't, and that's okay. We still got along fine. Because if you can't get along with somebody just because of one little thing, something's wrong somewhere. We need to draw up closer to the Lord. You can get along with them, but you don't have to, you know, be like them sometimes. But anyway, Brother Melton, Billy Melton, some of y'all know him probably. Went on to be with the Lord just the other day. I think he was buried yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. Y'all probably know him, some of you, maybe some of you don't. Different denomination from me. But you know what? For a while there, he was coming to our church because he didn't have a church that he liked any better. They said he didn't anyway. And he had to answer that if he said that and it wasn't right. Okay? But anyway, he came and he said he really enjoyed it being there. And that's fine. I didn't mind him being there. Praise the Lord, he was there. If he hadn't been there, he'd probably been somewhere he shouldn't have been. I don't know. If I ain't in church, I might be somewhere I ain't supposed to be. And I don't want to be, though. Sometimes you have to go somewhere else, don't you? I know that. That things are happening in this life that you have to. But in other words, he lightens bereavements. And he liberates those that are in bondage. What do they say about people not being saved? They're in bondage, aren't they? But God frees them from bondage when they get saved. I'm free. We try to sing it every once in a while. I'm free. But I am. We mess up a song. I mess up a song. But I'm not perfect. Amen. Now, not only that, but there's these faith penetrating doubts. We have doubts about a lot of things, don't we? But by faith, when it penetrates those doubts, we can ask the Lord to help us, and maybe some of those doubts may be right, but some of them may be wrong. I doubt some things in this world. When I see them going on, I said, Lord, look at that. Just can't believe that somebody would say that or do that. But we can't stop living for the Lord just because of that. Can we? Absolutely not. You see, I'll tell you why in just a second. First of all, he penetrates doubts. He penetrates discouragements. We get discouraged sometimes, don't we? I'm bad about getting discouraged sometimes. Amen. He penetrates defeats. And he brings victory to those that believe. I heard an old story. Victory in Jesus. Amen. All right, penetrating faith, not only is all of that, he brings victory to those who believe, but he is miracle-working faith. That penetrating faith is. It conquers every situation and circumstance that comes along. It's the kind of faith that we need for today. Right? I believe that's what he said there. For verily I see that in you, that whosoever shall see, and then it shall have whatsoever he saith. To me that means victory. Amen. All right. Mark 11:23-24, we read that. Now, let's go on. It's the kind of faith that we need for today. The way the world situation is, we need faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ will take care of every bit of it. Because he knows exactly what's going on. He knows exactly when it's going to happen and everything else. Because he's in control in everything. He may not be in control of everything, but it's because we don't let him. And if he wanted to, he could do it anyway. But he's not going to do that. He don't work that way. All right, let's go on to the last thing. And there's it, preserving faith. Preserving faith. That's found in Romans chapter 5, verse 2, where it says, we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. Wherein we stand. Now, every Christian, I don't care who they might be, need preserving faith. When contrary winds blow, storm clouds cover the sky. We need preserving faith, don't we? When there seems to be no progress, we need preserving faith. When it seems that we have no purpose, we need that preserving faith. We must just keep on keeping on for the glory of God no matter what. You can't get discouraged to the point that you quit serving God. That's dangerous. That's like some walking on thin ice. Dangerous. You can't do it. All right. When there seems to be no progress, no promise, no purpose, we must keep on keeping on working for the Lord, praying, believing, holding fast to the assurance that faith brings the victory. Amen. Now I want to read this scripture and I'm going to close in just a few minutes. In Acts, if you will, turn to Acts 27, verse 22. Now let's go back to verse 13. When you found it, raise your hand. Okay, two of you. Matthew 27. Let's go back to verse 18. For the sake of time. Verse 18. And we, being exceedingly tossed with the tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. Here was Paul and the others. They were in a ship. There's in a dangerous storm. And the storm arises in verse 13. It says, and when the south wind blew softly, supposing they had obtained their purpose, losing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after there arose again in a tempest wind called Euclutin. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let it drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat. In other words, it did a whole lot of damage to the boat, didn't it? Which then, when they had taken up, they used helps undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, stretched sail and go were driven. And we being exceedingly tossed, verse 18, with the tempest the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hands, attacked another ship. And when neither the sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. And wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it should be even as it was told me. Amen. So you see, there's a shipwreck. But he goes on to tell them in down in verse 32, or verse 31, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them to take meat, saying, This day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continued fasting, having taken nothing. Wherefore, I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health, for there shall not a hair fall from your head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. And then were all of them in good cheer, and they also took some meat. And we were all in the ship, 216 souls. Can you imagine that? When they had eaten enough, they lighted the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea. When it was day, they knew not the land, but they discovered a certain creek with the shore, into which they were minded, if it were possible, to thrust into the ship. You see, and they went on, and the Bible tells us the rest, some on board, some on broken pieces of the ship. So it came to pass that they all escaped safe to land. There was Paul's faith. God had told him. What if when God had told him that there would not a man be lost? What would he say? I don't believe you. But he did, didn't he? He had faith because God was there with them in the presence. When God's in presence, then you can really believe, can't you? Praise the Lord today for faith when you cannot see. God will bring you through. See, we're going through a whole lot this day and time, aren't we? And some more than others, I'm sure. But you know, if we keep trusting the Lord and keep Him in our presence by faith, then everything's going to be all right. Everything's all right in my Father's house, amen. I can say that to you this morning and believe that as much as I believe I'm standing here this morning. Everything's all right in my Father's house. Let's bow our heads today. And I want to say something to you. With your heads bowed, eyes closed, no looking around. How many of you this morning are having discouragements in your life? Burdens coming in your life. Things that you probably didn't think that ever would come in your life, they're coming. Would you say, "Bow up to the hand, lift a hand, that's me"? Thank you. Thank you. That's me. Thank you. Anyone else? Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate those hands. And I believe, you'll be honest with me, I know that, you know, we can look at the Lord and depend on Him. But, you know, things get mighty discouraging sometimes. Things get said sometimes. Get in discouragement sometimes. And I realize that and understand that.
But you know what? God's able to take care of all of it. Let's trust the Lord today with everything that we got. After all, it's His anyway. Amen. He's just allowing you to use it while you're here on this earth. What happens when you leave this world? You leave it behind, don't you? I seen a calling card one time. It says, you can take it with you. And it had a hearse with a trailer behind it, with the man's wealth. He was going to, I guess he was going to have it buried with him. But he couldn't take it no farther than the grave. So let's just put our mind, body, soul, life into Jesus' hand. Let Him do what He needs to do with it. And I believe that every one of us will be a happier Christian. I believe we can sing that little chorus without any hesitation whatsoever. If we just trust the Lord more than we would trust Him today. Would you like to do that today? Would you trust the Lord more? You say, well, I don't know how I can trust Him more. Just ask Him how you can trust Him more, and He'll probably tell you. In fact, I know He would if you just listen to Him. Father, thank You for the service today, Lord. I know, Lord, it may be things in the message, Lord, that we just from here to there. But Lord, let's put it together. Let us put it together today and know what I was trying to say and what You're trying to say, Lord. Let us draw up close to You. Let us trust You more than we ever have before. By faith, would You hear and answer our prayer today? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.